This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials at Northland College in Ashland are scrambling to raise $12 million in 3 weeks. The Board of Trustees says the college doesn't have enough resources or financial stability to keep going beyond this academic year. About 500 students attend Northland, which calls itself the nation's first environmentally focused liberal arts college. A Catholic charity has to pay state unemployment taxes because its on-the-ground operations are not primarily religious. That's according to a ruling yesterday from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The ruling regards the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior. The organization's lawyers say they plan to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The newest member, Wisconsin's Utility Regulating Agency, runs an organization that represents utility regulators in more than a dozen Midwestern states. Marcus Hawks replaces Tyler Huebner. State Senate Republicans fired Huebner in January. Senate Republicans have fired 21 of Governor Evers' appointees since he took office in 2019. 15 new laws cover a lot of ground, but many of them call for smaller technical adjustments that affect the Department of Natural Resources. You can buy year-long parking passes at state parks and trails, and fishers can take home fish fillets if they can prove the fish they caught meet Wisconsin's requirements for length. A bill to let more kinds of businesses own electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin still awaits action from the governor. Environmentalists complain the current system leaves EV owners with very few options.
They will put them where the market is to support them, not necessarily where people want to go.
Beata Wurzba is with Renew Wisconsin. Environmentalists say EV drivers could recharge at all different kinds of places.
It could be a gas station. It could be a grocery store or a restaurant.
Wisconsin would also get $78 million from Washington to build fast-charging EV stations every 50 miles. March is National Social Worker Month. It's their job to empower others, but social workers say it's also important to empower themselves.
I think it's important to look inside and see how I can be the best social worker that I can be. But don't forget, we do this work because we want to empower our communities.
Sierra McNeil is with the National Association of Social Workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Walworth County investigators are looking into the fatal Waukesha County shooting yesterday. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Department got a call yesterday afternoon about an armed man who was firing shots outside of a home. When deputies got there, the man was found holding a gun, and at one point, investigators say one of the deputies felt that their life was in danger and fired at the man, killing him. It remains unclear whether the man had raised his weapon or fired at the deputies. The deputies involved are on temporary leave. Elijah Vu's mother will remain in jail for now. A Manitowoc County judge ruled yesterday that there is sufficient evidence against Katrina Bauer to proceed with a trial. She's facing a range of neglect charges related to her son's disappearance. 3-year-old Elijah's been missing since February 20th, and Bauer has not said anything about where he could be. According to police, the child was under the care of Bauer's boyfriend during the time. He's also facing neglect charges and is scheduled to appear in court next week. Getting on and off Capitol Drive at 41 is coming to an end for a little bit. Starting next week, the DOT will close the ramps to work on a $2.1 million project to make repairs. There will be work on the 118th Street Bridge over Capitol Drive, work on 41, plus new pavement markings and signage. The project is expected to be completed in late fall. The St. Paddy's Day free rides are back on Milwaukee County buses. Starting at 6 tomorrow night and lasting until the end of regular service, passengers can enjoy fare-free travel on MCTS bus routes. AAA is also providing a service called Tow to Go, where they'll get you a tow truck and give you and your car a ride home. The city of Waukesha is reaching out to property owners with an important water-related question. A brief survey is on the City of Waukesha website, seeking information about people's plans for their water softener. Given the current flow of lake water, adjustments are necessary, and participants are encouraged to click on the provided link to take part in the survey online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WAUK News.
A.J. Dillon will stay in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers running back A.J. Dillon will stay with the team at least another year. The 25-year-old agreeing to a qualifying deal that could pay him up to $1.4 million this year. Dillon asked about playing alongside Jordan Love and the team's young receivers.
Man, it's awesome. It's awesome. Just, you know, we have a lot of guys who can do a lot of different things and pose a lot of different threats for a defense.
NBA, the Bucks with a 114-104 win over the 76ers. How strong a force are Damian Lillard and Giannis? Center Brooke Lopez.
You know, a bucket for Dame or Giannis. You know, the gravity of that pick and roll, it's like a black hole or something.
Men's college basketball, Marquette with a win over Villanova in overtime. They advance in the Big East tournament tonight against Providence. It's the Badgers against Northwestern today after beating Maryland in the Big Ten tournament 87-56.
Thought a complete team effort, both sides of the court. I thought defensively we set the tone early.
Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Only a pro would mind being upstaged by a fellow actor and dog. Mark Wahlberg cedes the spotlight in his newest film to a beautiful Australian Shepherd Border Collie in Arthur the King. To make things even more challenging, Wahlberg is allergic to dogs. You might say, big deal, he's getting paid a lot of money, which is exactly what I thought, until I learned he has four dogs at home, glutton for punishment or taking one for the team. Arthur the King hits theaters March 15th. It's time for one of Pete's picks. If you didn't see it in time for the Oscars, like me, check out the film Past Lives. It's a small film that may not scream Oscars, but is a touching story about two friends who were separated as kids in Seoul, South Korea, and reconnect years later in New York. The film is very sweet, takes its time, and there is almost no tension. A very easy, or dare I say, pleasant watch. Past Lives is available to stream on Paramount+. Looking for a historical fiction conspiracy thriller? Manhunt, a limited series about the search for John Wilkes Booth in the wake of the Lincoln assassination, drops March 15th on Apple TV. Health guru Gwyneth Paltrow is back to dispense more unorthodox wellness advice. According to Business Insider, the Oscar-winning actress revealed that she is a practitioner of eyes-open meditation. Paltrow says meditating with your eyes open helps you connect with your highest self, which would indicate she practices while standing. This is all part of her anti-aging routine. Isn't aging good? Paltrow can be a bit extreme when it comes to wellness, having admitted in the past she'd rather smoke crack than eat cheese from a can. Sort of with her there. And is a practitioner of rectal ozone therapy, which most of us call passing gas. Sorry, Gwen, try as you might, there is no way to make farting sound sexy. Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt tipped their collective hats to the stunt industry with a short presentation at this year's Oscars. They were just the pair to do it, as they will appear in the upcoming stunt-based film, The Fall Guy. According to Screen Rant, the film breaks a stunt record for most canon roles, achieving 8.5 and breaking the previous record of 7. Sounds like action-packed fun, and if you're curious about what a canon role is, like me, check out The Fall Guy in theaters May 3rd. Remember the film Food, Inc.? The riveting documentary that made us all give up cheeseburgers for 12 minutes? Well, get ready to be grossed out again. Variety reports that the sequel, Food 2, which explores trying to make healthy eating choices in a broken system and workers' rights, will be available for streaming April 12th. Prepare to eat healthy for a week or so until the film wears off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high 46 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 38. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine. It'll be a little breezy tomorrow with a high of 54. On Sunday, breezy, partly cloudy and colder with a high of only 38. Temperature now 30.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.